Hey, Renee.
Hi. I wanted to know, how can I get the frequencies so I can, there's two questions. One, to manifest if I want water or food or things that I need. I know I can manifest from when I was little, and I don't know how to do it right now.
When you were little, you didn't have any of these preconceived notions that you had to do it. There's where it went south. You don't have to do it. We say if you want to need something, get some flour and some water and some oil and work it up. Put a little yeast in it, let it work, and then knead it until it becomes uniform and even. Then divide it up and let it rise again, and then knead it again. It makes it soft and smooth and silky. It's very wonderful. Then you can bake it, and it makes a wonderful loaf of bread. That's an outcome. But the kneading does not make the bread any more than trying to manifest makes the outcome come to you. Okay? So that's the need aspect. Now, the other aspect is coming to a place where you can have things flow to you freely and easily. Well, they do already. You see, because amazingly, you have sustained nutrition somehow, but you're saying direct it specifically, like I need a sum of money or a pot of water or a pound of pig or some fleshy meat to eat. You do that by not giving any intention. No intention will draw it to you. It brings it closer to you because it's not a big deal. If you have plenty of money, money will flow freely and easy to you. If you have plenty of water, I mean, the easiest place to get water is to send water to the ocean. That's the last thing people want. That's where the tsunamis come, is at the ocean. It's amazing. They'd have the tsunamis come down into the deserts. That'd be the best thing ever, wouldn't it? 90-foot tide of water coming into the desert, that'd be great. Doesn't work that way. No, it goes to the ocean or the lowlands that are sitting in water. That's how it works. So all you do is just amend or shift your capacity, the desires that you're wanting. See, well, I want some water. How marvelous it would be to enjoy some water. But we'd say, get some water and sit there and say, this water is the water I like. And just watch. Don't do a thing, and then more water will find you. Be careful. Make sure you're in a very well-drainable place because you may get lots of water. Now, if the pipe's breaking, there's 2 foot of water. Don't come crying to us because that's the manifestation that we're speaking of. It'll make it abundant. You won't be able to contain it. And that's
okay,
what you
so you can manifest even the food. It can just, like, come out of the ethers.
It does. That's where it does anyway. Yeah, it's waiting on you. It's actually already created. It's just waiting to get you to catch up to it more times than not.
And how can I teleport to other places?
You already do. You're asking, your question is, hey, Ion, is there a way I can remember? Can I put it back together? And we say, yes, slow it down. Slow it down. Put a little mark on a page and come back, and that mark will be gone from the page because it'll be from another world. You may have to convince yourself. You're pretty stodgy in your little ways you think of things, so you may have to just convince yourself, dear. That may be the only thing to do because you ain't having it typically, and you're doing it all the time.
Oh, so if I want to go to conferences or a cruise for learning things and I haven't been able yet to manifest being there, then I can manifest being there.
You can't. You can. The red bookmark. Find that. If you can find it, then you'll know you've been to other worlds. The solid red bookmark.
Thank you so much, Ion. You're a sweetheart.
Yes, indeed. Therefore, we are eternally and completely and forever incomplete.